With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The FT.
There is a new man in the office who sits at a desk just behind mine. Most mornings he's in early, as am I, and as I leaf through the newspapers I hear a rustling sound and the ring of metal on china, followed by a slurp, munch, slurp noise. I look around and see that he has pushed his keyboard aside and at his elbow is a box of fruit and fibre. He's eating his cereal intently, staring at his computer screen. Presently, he gets up, takes the bowl to the sink, washes it and returns to his desk. I had been monitoring this breakfast ritual for a couple of weeks when I got an email from a reader telling me that at the bank where he works, his colleague's desk drawers no longer contain files, but are filled with cereal boxes. "What's going on?" he asked. It's an interesting question. It makes no sense to eat cereal at work. It takes about 90 seconds to prepare and eat a bowl of bran flakes at home. The fridge is to hand, as is the dishwasher. In the office, there's a trek to the fridge, and you have to wash the bowl yourself. The fact that workers overcome such odds to eat their Cheerios at their desks suggests that the mental barrier between the sorts of things we do at home and the sorts of things we do at work has now collapsed. Over the past decade, there's been a steady onward march of objects, activities and emotions from hearth to cubicle. So there is now almost nothing left that belongs entirely at home. Modern workers can now conduct all their most intimate morning rituals at work. They turn up in sweatpants, take a shower, clean their teeth and apply makeup. Offices double as wardrobes and laundry rooms with damp towels, spare clothes and shoes strewn carelessly around the place. On the hat stand behind me are a pinstripe jacket, a couple of T-shirts, a pair of chinos and a week's worth of dry clean shirts belonging to the new boy. Grooming complete, workers present themselves at their desks, where they're greeted by stuffed toys, rugs, bunches of flowers and, of course, photographs of children and pets. Even this evidence of home life is not enough. Now our children themselves pitch up to the office on a fairly regular basis, and some offices even welcome dogs. Differences in what we wear and how we behave at home and at work have been steadily eroded. We may still be marginally smarter and more polite in the office, but it's a matter of degree. Crying and shouting are both deemed perfectly acceptable, as are jeans and flip-flops. It's even okay to sleep on the job. It's called a power nap, and a few offices have installed beds or sleep pods to make it even easier for us. Sex, drugs and rock and roll are part of office life too. The first and the second are officially forbidden, but still practiced when no one is looking. Rock and roll can now be done quite openly at work, thanks to the iPod, which allows us all to pass the dull hours in the company of Mick Jagger or similar. Technology blurs the divide in other ways too. We watch television at our desk, keep up with who did what last night on Facebook, do our shopping online, and get the parcels conveniently delivered to our desks by the office postboy. So is there nothing left that we do at home but not at work? I've searched long and hard and found fewer than half a dozen things that have yet to make the journey. There's still a taboo on nudity in the office, and I don't think I've ever seen anyone at their desk wearing a pair of flannel pyjamas. Neither have I caught them knitting or daubing oil paints onto an easel, though that may be partly because hardly anyone does such things at home either. There's only one thing that people choose to do at home but not at work, to give birth. Though this can't be far off. One colleague recently sent me an email about a work matter as she was being wheeled into the delivery room. So to have the baby in a birthing pool on the floor at the office would seem the logical next step. There is one final activity that we do less and less of in the office. Work. But this makes perfect sense. There's no point in working there when we can do it so conveniently at home instead.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.